We begin this morning with the head coach of the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about the big game on Thursday night, you had a couple of exciting ones last week. Two victories on the road at JMU, 53-51, and over William & Mary at home, 77-67. Go back and review the two games and give me your views on those.
Yeah, both of the games were really tough. I mean, obviously the James Madison game was on the road, and they have been playing really well. You know, Lou Rowe has those guys competing and playing pretty hard, and we knew it would be a challenge with the experience that they have. And so, you know, it was tough. I mean, and you know, we found a way to pull it out at the end. We made enough plays, got enough stops, made some big shots. But it was a very tough road game. And then the William & Mary game, you know, obviously it's always tough when you play that team. You know, with the skill level and the system. It was a one-day preparation, so it was a quick turnaround trying to get prepared in one day. But again, I thought we really did a good job of executing offensively, especially in the second half down the stretch. And then just defending and challenging shots, you know. They made eight threes, a very good shooting team, but we were just able to find a way.
You touched on it a little bit, but you guys trailed in the second half of both of those games and were able to come back. What was the key to the comeback, and what have you learned about your team to be able to do that, which you've done several times during this streak?
I mean, it really wasn't anything magical. It just was, you know, it's a 40-minute game. Just keep playing, you know, continue to try to get stops, continue to try to execute. And then just late in the game, the last 8 minutes, we were able to, you know, get consecutive stops, make a few big shots, and it just turned, the tide turned, but it was simple. You know, it's a 40-minute game, and you just keep playing. And we were very fortunate to find a way, you know, late in the games and you know, capitalize offensively on some things, make some big shots. And so, but again, just staying the course. That was about it.
We're here with College of Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. And we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Fawcett.
And your first question is from the line of Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
How are you?
Go ahead, Alex.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you taking a moment. Obviously, you can now look back on last week, and looking ahead to Thursday, you know, the matchup of the like, top-seven team. In the league, and the matchup of the best offense and the best defensive teams in the league. When you go into a matchup with an offense like UNCW has, as a defensive-minded guy, what are you looking to stop? Like, what is the main focus? Is there one thing you can hone in on, one or two things, or what are you telling your guys going into this game?
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a war. We got to take away a lot of different things, you know. Nothing in particular. Just every time we play them, it's a tough game. And so I don't really want to go into detail about that. It's going to be a tough game. I mean, like every other CAA game, they got a really good team. And Kevin Keats has them playing hard and has them believing. And so we're going to have to be sharp. We're going to have to play well.
Honestly, with it being the last two unbeaten teams, there's still a lot of schedule left to play. But, you know, this one kind of puts somebody at the top of the heap, you know, in the driver's seat. Just the importance, are you stressing that with your team at all, or is it just...
No. You know, we're seven games in. It's the seventh game in the CAA, and all of them hard, all of them very challenging to win. And it's next game, and so... against a very good team. I mean, I think everybody knows they're a good team, and that they got a lot of good players and good system. And so, but it's the next game on the schedule, and we just got to, you know, prepare the best we can, and hopefully we come out with a game plan to give us an opportunity to have some success.
Thank you very much.
Earl, you touched on the fact that it's a big game, but just the next game is the first time in a while that you've kind of been playing in the game for first place in the standings. You guys certainly have built the program under your tenure, but is there any? Have you noticed any change with your guys, or have you really been stressing the business as usual type of mentality?
I mean, the only change is we've gotten older. You know, first year around here, we had a lot of freshmen. Now those guys are juniors. Last year, we had a lot of freshmen. Now those guys are sophomores. And so, you know, we got another talented group of freshmen. So, just gotten older, familiar with the league, coaching staff continuity. So they know what we're trying to do. And, you know, that's the biggest change. But other than that, you know, nothing has changed. Business as usual.
One of those guys, that one of those newcomers, those freshmen, Grant Riller, had a big week for you, has had a really good season, but last week led you in scoring in both of those games. We talked about 19 points in the game at JMU and then 20 against William & Mary, including some big buckets there in the second half. Talk about the week he had and what he's brought to your team.
Yeah, unbelievable talent. You know, obviously he was a freshman last year, should have been playing for us last year, but he got hurt. He missed the whole year, and he had a chance to watch and learn and get a feel for the CAA. I think it was good for him that he sat out, but he's a redshirt freshman, very talented scorer, and, you know, he's just starting to find his rhythm. You know, he's still a freshman, and this is his first year playing at this level, and he's just starting to find his rhythm, getting some confidence, but he's just a talented guy, and so it's good to see him step up and make big plays like he's capable of.
Just going back before I let you go, talking about the game on Thursday night a little bit. Obviously, the crowds have grown and the interest in your program has continued to grow during your tenure and is really peaking with your success this season. What have you noticed around town as you get ready for this game on Thursday?
I mean, people are excited. You know, we got a good program with history, and we hadn't won. We hadn't won a lot in the last couple of years. I mean, we made some strides last year, but I just think people are excited. You know, they want to play in big games, and they want to have an opportunity to do something special. And so I think there is great excitement in the air. You know, but again, it's still early and still got a lot of games to play, and we're just going to keep trying to get better every day, give ourselves the best chance to be successful.
All right, Earl, thanks for the time here today, and we look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.